Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films you'll be hearing about in our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing 13 Going on 30.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Gina.
It's Jenna. I remember quoting that so much in sixth form, and I don't know why. I didn't have a friend called Jenna. I didn't have a friend called Gina.
You didn't have any friends.
I didn't have any friends. And that's why I was watching 13 Going on 30.
Instead of going to parties.
What's a party?
Are you scared of being 30? Because I'm like, we're 27. And everyone's like, oh, the 30s are the best time of your life. I'm like, are they? I'm scared. Like, I'm already getting targeted ads for, like, freeze your eggs. Are you kidding?
Same. No, you know what? I'm not scared, but I'm kind of in that, like, false sense of security where I'm like, when I hit 30, I'm going to have everything. I'm going to have the Jenna Rink New York apartment. I'm going to have the Jenna Rink dream job. I'm just, you know, everything's going to fall into place. When in reality, that is not how life works.
The whole phrase of the film is 30, flirty and thriving. I'm like, I'm going to be 30, flirty and surviving on rice cakes. You know what I mean? If I want to live in a house that Jenna Rink has in 13 Going on 30.
Yeah, slightly unrealistic.
Yeah.
Also editor at a huge magazine at the age of 30. I'm not convinced. We love the fantasy.
Exactly. 13 Going on 30 is such an iconic film. Even Ariana Grande did a little tribute.
She did.
I was going to say recently, but it was not recently.
It feels like yesterday. I remember when the Thank You Next video came out and I was like, oh my God, she did it.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
I hope she listens to this podcast.
Yeah. Oh God, she's subscriber number one. Did you not know?
No.
Oh, I thought I told you. Yeah. Hi, Ari. Hi.
Hey, can't wait to hang out with you in LA sometime. Teach me how to do a ponytail.
Ouchie.
Her ponytail must hurt when she takes it out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, like feeling of, oh, you wouldn't know that, but, oh, ladies, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. My secret shame. I actually watched an interview with Jennifer Garner on YouTube, and she was talking about the tribute, and she just said, like, it was so sweet. She said that her and Ariana, she said exchange text, but I'm pretty sure she means DM, because, you know, everyone over the age of...
That's what old people say. We texted.
Yeah, she definitely loved that.
Should we talk about the details of the film?
Let's get into it. So the film was released on the 4th of August, 2004, directed by Gary Winnick, R.I.P. He directed Letters to Juliet.
I love that film.
He also directed Charlotte's Web and Bride Wars as well.
Love it.
Love it. So who's in the film? Tell me about it.
Okay, so in this film, we've got Jennifer Garner.
Ugh, babe.
Love her. We've also got Mark Ruffalo.
Ugh.
Judy Greer, iconic.
I love Judy Greer. She's the woman you love to hate in most movies.
Ew. She's so whiny. And also, just as a side note, I'm not sure if you know this, but Brie Larson and also Ashley Benson are in 13 Going on 30 as well. They were two of the six chicks.
So cool. I love that fact. I love that. That must have been their, like, their very first role, yeah, right?
I'm not sure a lot of people know this.
Well, I saw a video online. Ashley Benson was talking about all her previous roles, and she said the only real memory she has from shooting 13 Going on 30 is that she was crying a lot because they had to cut her bangs for the film.
Oh no.
I know. Like, oh, that is a commitment.
Do you know what? Ashley Benson girl, I feel ya. Someone just cutting my hair the way they want it is like literally my worst nightmare.
Like, what would happen if you sat on in the cinema and someone in the row behind you just went snip?
That is my worst fear. Someone cutting my hair in the night.
All right.
And I don't know. Like, wake up and I have one of those like mushroom haircuts.
Oh, that's so cute. On like, you know, 3-year-olds.
Yeah. The Harry Bow kid.
Yeah.
Krista B. Allen. Now, she plays young Jenna Rink. She's an amazing actress. She's been in Revenge, which I loved. And she's also, now I found out she's an aerialist.
Yes.
So it's like one of those things where you hang from drapes in the sky.
Yeah. Well, not the sky, like the ceiling. The ceiling. It's like performance art, and it also like really helps with your core. I think we should do it.
Yeah, girl. Also, she's a queen on TikTok. Follow her, Krista Allen, on TikTok. You will see all of her videos where she recreates 13 Going on 30, and they are, whew, gold.
Amazing. And also, we just need to address the fact that, oh my gosh, she looks identical to Jennifer Garner.
Oh, could literally be her daughter, couldn't she, in real life?
Completely. It's bizarre, but like a testament to the casting.
Yeah, and if you go on her Instagram, you will just notice that she has not aged one bit. She's got like over 200,000 followers, and everyone's just like,
they all want her skin secrets.
Oh, trust me. She is like a walking, talking advert for Olay.
Right, so you've told us about Krista. What else are the actors doing now?
Jennifer Garner, we all know she's an A-list star. She's been in loads of rom-coms and had lots of film nominations and wins. She has 3 kids with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, she's not with Ben Affleck anymore. But before they got together, Ben Affleck was with J-Lo. And who is on the cover of Poise and Sparkle magazine in the film? J-Lo!
Honestly, she manifested that. Do you know what I mean? She spent so much time on set seeing that J-Lo is married to Ben Affleck. And she was like, I want a bit of Ben Affleck. And then it happened.
Yeah. Mwahaha. I think J-Lo's doing just fine on her own.
Yeah. Oh no. Sad me, I'm J-Lo. Okay, Mark Ruffalo. He's a global superstar thanks to his role as Avenger Bruce Banner from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In 13 Going on 30, he is so good looking.
Right, I forgot how good looking he was. He's young in this.
I would get rough with Ruffalo. We are 8 minutes into recording and the wine should not be sinking in this quick. So Lucy Wyman, she's played by Judy Greer.
Yes.
Now, Judy's been in loads of really good TV programs. Californication, Arrested Development, 2.5 Men, American Dad.
And she was that sad, pathetic girl in What Women Want, you know, the one that tried to kill herself. Spoiler.
Yeah, and she was also in 27 Dresses. In all the films that Judy's in, she plays that really, like, whiny, moany friend. I'm so whiny about everything.
Do we have to go there? I'm single. I have eye bags. Embrace it.
Yeah.
So for anyone who isn't familiar with the film, first of all, how dare you? It's an incredible film. Essentially, 13-year-old girl called Jenna makes a wish on her 13th birthday and wakes up the next day as a 30-year-old woman. And she basically has to navigate her life in New York as a 30-year-old.
Also, did you know that in the film, she turns 30 on the 13th minute of the film?
That can't be a coincidence, right?
Gary Winnick, congratulations.
That he is can't hear you, he's dead.
Can you hear me from the sky?
So I was doing a bit of digging, and mm-hmm. I have come across this fact that will literally blow your mind. So I do this thing where I always like to watch the trailer of a movie before I watch the movie itself, just to see kind of how much they give away.
Yeah.
So I'm on YouTube and I'm scrolling down and I find this video and it's something like original intro, and I click on it, not really knowing what to expect. Oh my gosh. Basically, the filmmakers filmed the whole first section of the film when it's set in the 80s with two different child actors.
What?
It was a different Jenna. It was a different Matt. They were just completely different. And they just filmed it shot for shot, like as it is in the film. And I think the reason that those two kids didn't make the final version is because, and I'm so sorry if you're listening, guys, they were so bad at acting. The acting was bad. The costumes were different and like off. Like young Jenna was wearing this kind of weird poncho for her 13th birthday.
Oh, no.
And you know, in the final film, she's wearing that really cool, like blue off the shoulder outfit. Just like very like peak 80s.
Oh no.
It was so weird. At first I thought it was like a student project that's, you know, some kids had recreated 13 Year on 30, but no, it's legit because they film in the same basement. They film with the same actors who play the mum and dad. Tom is in it, but again, she's wearing a different outfit that isn't in the final film. It's crazy. And I think it's still on YouTube. If you guys want to have a look, watch the first 13 minutes of this film with two different actors.
We need to watch that.
So thank God that they recast and got Krista B. Allen back in, because she slays it as young Jenna. So anyway, should we get into our first category?
Fabuloso. Right, so best supporting character.
Okay, let me tell you my runner-up. It's the guy at the magazine party who is a complete victim to Jenna's, like, complete drunkenness. So, first of all, can we just discuss, Jenna is a 13-year-old in a 30-year-old's body drinking. Like, literally, that is a drunk 13-year-old walking around. Like, I don't think I could have had a drink when I was 13.
I really don't think I'd like the taste of rum.
No! Not at all.
Okay. I'd be like, Ribena on the rocks, please.
Ribena?
Ribena.
I thought you were being like extra like fancy.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's the hack when we go on a night out. Ribena on the rocks? Yeah. What? Ribena.
Yeah. Slips them a note on the... So first, Jenna goes for a shrimp cocktail. And she takes a bite of it and then just throws the tail behind her head, and it hits this poor guy's leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually looks quite nice. Like, I think for 2004, it's quite a fashionable leather jacket. And then later on, she's standing up on the balcony and she throws the pineapple stick that was in her drink just off onto the floor below, and it lands in the guy's drink. And he's just recovered from the prawn fiasco. I'm sorry, he's having the worst night imaginable.
He might have been allergic.
Yeah, right? Like, imagine that. Jenna Rink killed a man at the magazine party.
He's like, oh, I've got a seafood allergy.
Oh, thank God no one knows about my pineapple allergy. Well, I think we have a number one best supporting character.
Oh, you know, Barney and I love the niche character.
Yes.
So... the best supporting character is definitely Metal Mouth.
Now, we're not talking about an android here, okay? So cast your minds back. Jenna is having a sleepover with the 13-year-old girls living in her building. First of all, inappropriate.
Why did their parents let them do that?
Right.
And also, Michael Jackson is blaring out the speakers, so...
That's a whole thing.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, and, like, one of the girls is wearing her bra over her pyjamas. Like, who is this for? Are they taking pictures? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on at this awful sleepover.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Jenna's chatting to the girls about a date with Matt that she just came back from. And there is one 13-year-old feisty fellow in particular.
Oh no, she's just the nerdier one in the group.
She is, but she'll have the best glow up, you know, 5 or 10 years down the line.
Oh, totally. She's a model now.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Yeah.
And she has braces, like intense braces. And she only has one line, but I'm pretty sure it's the line of the film, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Okay, I'm gonna try and pretend I've got braces and I'll say what she says. Oh my God. Guys don't exactly want to joust you around. I'm scared people can't hear me. Sorry, listeners. Guys don't exactly want to jump your bones when you're a metal mouth.
Jump your bones? What?
That is going in most iconic quote as well. Whoa. Her parents need to get rid of satellite TV ASAP.
A little less Sex in the City, a little more...
Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move on to best musical moment. There are a few.
Oh my goodness. If you go on Spotify and you type in 13 going on 30 playlist, bangers.
80s bangers, wall to wall. Pat Benatar.
Ugh.
Heartache to heartache.
We stand!
Sorry for busting your eardrums. obviously, the obvious choice would be Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yes.
So at the magazine party, it's 11 p.m., people are walking out.
Richard is stressed.
Richard is
like
stressed.
On a scale from zero to Richard, how stressed are you this week, you know? And that's a poll we might put on our Instagram at Hey Now. Do you know what I mean?
So it's up to Jenna to try and get people up, and she chooses Michael Jackson's Thriller. And you know what? She fills the floor.
You say fill the floor when I was watching this film.
Yeah.
All I could kind of think was the floor, yeah, everyone's up and dancing, but there's still only 30 people. They should have packed out an entire party. It was a bit of a too big venue for that party.
Yeah, it's true. And also, what was the party for?
It was just to promote Poise and how cool the magazine is and how it's better than Sparkle and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Thriller got everyone on the dance floor. Yeah. It's a really funny montage of everyone like walking to the floor.
Apparently two of the Pussycat Dolls cameo in that. But that's what? Before the Pussycat Dolls were a thing. So maybe they were just like actors. I don't know who it is, and I didn't see them, but I read about that.
Oh, wow.
Also, shout out to the people straddle walking into the floor.
Yes.
You know the scene I mean? They're like...
Just walk normally.
This doesn't work in an audio-only environment. However, you have to take my word for it. It looked ridiculous. Obviously, Thriller's great, but you and I actually have a favourite musical moment.
A mutual favourite musical moment.
Mr. Billy Joel, Vienna.
Oh, what an amazing song.
So the track plays in full while Jenna's travelling home to Jersey to her parents' house, and she kind of has that really like reflective moment. It's sad, and it needs an equally sad song to go with it, and it's just perfect.
And also, if you are in your 20s right now, just, again, go on Spotify, type in Billy Joel, Vienna. And the lyrics are so good.
Mm-hmm. I was introduced to the song by this film, but I don't know if you caught the Netflix series The Politician last year.
No.
It's got Ben Platt in it. It's fantastic. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
Sorry if that's controversial to some. Love her.
Is it controversial?
Yeah, she's getting loads of hate for this Goop documentary recently. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. We have one life. We may as well do loads of crazy stuff to see if it helps us enjoy our existence even more.
Yeah, Goop you. And in the final episode, Ben Platt plays the song. And when he plays it, I was like, where do I know this song from? Like, what? And I was racking my brain and I gave up and I YouTubed it. And I was like, oh, 13 going on 30! Of course!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
So now we're going to do the category best quotes.
That's too many.
So many. If you Google 13 going on 30 memes.
Endless.
Endless.
I mean, we are served an iconic quote in the first 10 seconds. It's Jenna.
Smile for us, Gina. It's Jenna.
And what an unfortunate photo
No.
Do you remember school pictures? Did you have any bad experiences?
One thing I hate is photographers telling you how to pose.
You
know when we graduated as well and they're like, hold the scroll, stand this way, stand this. And it's just like, this feels not natural.
My cousins held up a pineapple and I thought that was really cool.
That is cool. Why? But also...
Because it's funny. Oh. Like instead of a scroll, they're holding up a mini pineapple. It's really cute.
Oh.
I just remember I had school pictures taken in year two and then in year five. And the difference is just horrendous. Like, Barney went downhill so quickly. And the year five photo, I've got a stringy fringe. And for reasons unknown, my tongue is out of my mouth. What? So I'm smiling, but the tip of my tongue is out. It was like...
Which is so hard to believe because you're so handsome.
No.
You are.
And I think I had impetigo at the time.
Oh, no.
So I had some, like, red stuff on my cheek. I think I got it from a neighbour. But you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Go impetigo.
Yeah, it was cute. What other quotes?
Okay, so my favourite quote is definitely when Jenna's turned 30 and she's meeting Lucy for the first time.
Tom-Tom.
Is she named after a sat-nav because the other girls follow her?
Oh, I like that. I was trying to work out. Where on earth does Tom Tom come from Lucy Wynum?
Tom Tom.
I like the sat. Oh no, but the sat nav wasn't invented in 19. Excuse me. Never mind. So what's the quote?
It's when, so you know, obviously she's been really stressed.
Yeah.
She's seen her boyfriend in the flat.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know it's her boyfriend. So they're in the car and she's saying to Lucy, like, oh my God, there's this guy in my flat. And then she's like, I saw his thingy. And she's like, oh, God, not his thingy.
Excellent delivery. Oh, God, not another green leather jacket, Lucy. Ugh, gag. I have a couple that I like. Do whatever you want, Matt. It's not like I need a play-by-play.
What's a play-by-play?
I don't know. But it's funny and sassy AF, so that's fun.
He really gets told. Mm-hmm. I feel like that whole scene gives me a bit of PTSD.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Just from, like, teen anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward encounters. Fabuloso. I want to start using that again.
We can start it. If anyone can make it happen again, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Fabuloso. Please write that under this podcast. 5 stars and fabuloso.
And also, I like your dress. It's because I've got these incredible boobs to fill them out. They look like A's to me. Just saying.
Honestly, honey, two little Kiwis in there.
Oh, more hairy. How about...
I'm going to a party in a limo! Woo! Limos are so fun.
Yeah, but 10 years ago... No, not 10 years ago, like 20 years ago. Like, could you imagine turning up to your work Christmas party in a limousine? By yourself.
Gosh.
By yourself. Out the sunroof. Also, call me a super fan. She lives in the Upper East Side.
Mm-hmm.
The party is at the Plaza in Wall Street. Yet she's seen driving through Times Square. So I went on Google Maps and I worked out her route. Times Square is basically such a detour. Her journey should have been 23 minutes, but going through Times Square would have made the journey 53 minutes.
Whoa!
Really, Jenna, you're doing that just because you want to go to Times Square? You're going to be late for the party. You're going to miss out on that prawn cocktail.
Yeah, but we all know the best thing about a limo is the free drink.
That's true.
In the limo. So I would also be like, Mr. Just, can you just drive this limo around? Yeah, just drive around Piccadilly Circus a bit for me, please, whilst I pour this Prosecco. Another really funny one is the scene where the guy goes to Jenna's work to go and speak to Jenna. And they've obviously been having an affair, but obviously Jenna doesn't know this. And he's like, what's wrong, Pookie? And she's like, Pookie? Pookie? You're married and to a girl I work with.
Poor Tracy. Poor Tracy.
I'm going to start calling you Pookie. And the best part is where she's like, Matt, do you want to know something? You're the sweetest guy I've ever known. And he's like, oh, his reaction is so cute.
And also, arrivederci.
Au revoir.
You got it.
Oh.
Nailed it. So now we're moving on to most iconic outfits. And you got to remember, it's 2004. So what they consider fashion is not fashion today.
We never know, though. It could come back next year.
Well, isn't that funny? Because Tom Tom has that line when she's looking at Jenna in her PJ slip dress. And she goes, that's a bit 1997. Unless it's retro. So you never know. Give it a couple years. We're going to get those hair clips and butterfly necklaces come back.
And you will look great in that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, do you know what? And also, I love the idea of just waking up in the morning in a nice little slip dress and just going to work.
In a full face of makeup.
Yeah, how convenient.
Yeah, that was weird. So I don't know if you noticed, but the eye mask that Jenna wakes up in uses the same material as Tom Tom's neckerchief that she wrapped around Jenna's eyes.
I'd read this. So it was a designer in Los Angeles who'd designed that print.
Very clever.
So, well,
obviously, I would have to say the most iconic outfit, purely for the basis that it appears on the DVD cover, I think Jenna's pink slip PJ dress and the polka dot coat combo is so iconic. We got to talk about the outfit that Jenna wears to the magazine party.
Oh, yes.
Can I talk you through it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Turquoise heels.
Wow.
Stripy silk slip dress, butterfly necklace, dangly earrings, and to top it off, some mini clear hair clips. And like clown makeup.
Because she's obviously doing her makeup as if she was 13 and what she thinks is cute. I mean, the next one we need to talk about is it's kind of like towards the end of the film. And she walks out of her apartment on Fifth Avenue and she's got those chopsticks in her hair. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, cultural appropriation. Secondly, unhygienic. She might want to use those later.
But also smart, because imagine this, okay? Mm-hmm. We go on the commute every morning into London.
Yeah.
And if you do the London commute, it's like sardines.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, honey, why have you got a rucksack and a tote bag? Also, move your fold-up bike. I'm just thinking, if those chopsticks were in my hair, you could do the little move and just someone out of the way, like poke them in the eye. Oh, that's tactics.
I love that.
Yeah.
So smart.
Because I was thinking of having like a fake baby on board badge. I always want one that says, baby, I'm bored of your fold up bike. But chopsticks could work.
Chopsticks is a close second.
Straight into the eye.
I like that badge idea.
Yeah. That would be quite funny, wouldn't it? Baby, I'm bored off your fold-up bike. What? Baby, I'm bored off your rucksack. Mm-hmm. Baby, I'm bored that you washed your hair and didn't dry it this morning. Get up half an hour earlier.
Baby, I'm bored of your white trainers that you only wear to commute in and then change into heels.
Oh, with black tights?
Ugh.
Honey.
Choices.
So now this is our favourite part of the podcast, the Can We Discuss section.
There's a lot. I'm looking at an entire page full of bullet points. Jenna, watching Thriller, like it's not a problem. I was terrified of that music video when I was younger. Because he goes in between wearing like really horrible prosthetics and then like looking normal.
Yeah. Does he have contact lenses?
At the end, he has cat eye contact lenses. Because he turns into a werewolf. Ooh, I'm actually getting like goosebumps. I'm actually a bit scared. On a lighter note, Jenna's dream house.
Oh, so cute and thoughtful. Imagine if a guy made that house for you. Be more grateful.
Yeah, I mean, she liked it, but then I think she got distracted with the doorbell. She's like, gotta move it. And then she kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
What I was confused about is how at the end of the film, the dream house was in Matt's parents' house in a cupboard.
In the last scene, does she throw the dream house at him? So maybe he just takes it back.
Mm.
And so it's like he's always cherished that.
Yeah. And then at the very end, when we see that they've been married, they move into their real life dream house.
Oh.
It's the same colour pink as the one he made for her, which is so cute.
So there's that really hilarious scene where Jenna is going back to New Jersey because obviously she's like, oh my gosh, Maddie's getting married and I've got to stop this, or, you know, just tell him how I feel at least.
Yeah.
And she's in the cab, and halfway through the journey, the cab driver looks through the mirror. He's like, oh my God, Jenna Rink, Chris Grandy.
She's like, oh my God.
And that's just so funny. And this is really what we need to discuss, because it's true, isn't it? Always the quote unquote popular people, mm-hmm. not really popular, just well known, they always end up being the losers mm-hmm. in real life. So Chris Grandy is a prime example of don't peak in high school.
Yeah. If you peak in high school, that is a bad sign.
Mm.
Enjoy it while it lasts. We're not bitter, are we?
No.
One thing I wanted to bring up. From my job, I've been lucky enough to work across video shoots and photo shoots. And one thing you never do is spring an entire photo shoot on a photographer without any prior warning. So when Jenna's like, oh, meet me in the park. Oh, maybe bring some cameras if you want. Matt turns up. He's like, oh, look, there's a photo shoot going over there. And she's like, yeah, it's for you. I'm employing you. Congratulations. And he's like, what? No, you're not going to get his best work if he hasn't done any preparation. It's ridiculous.
Everything is in the prep.
He pulls it off.
Yeah.
Luckily, because he's very talented, this fake photographer. And they want to use the photos for the magazine redesign. Something else I don't really understand. What is this? Like, these are just yearbook photos. I could see that maybe working for one feature in one issue, but you can't have a whole magazine looking like one big yearbook.
The redesign was kind of like from going from Grazia to Red magazine. No. My mama reads Red, and it's very good for the horoscopes. And sometimes when I read it, it makes me feel like ahead of my time, you know?
Wise beyond your years.
Like, this is for 50-year-old women, and I'm here in my 20s, like,
You're getting the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Menopause.
No Olay for Emily just yet. What I'm really annoyed about is that we don't have any Razzles.
What is a Razzle?
They seem to talk about it in the film like it's gum. Or it's like sweets that are gum.
It's candy.
But also
gum.
So do you spit it out or do you swallow it?
I don't know, because you're not supposed to swallow gum.
Says you. You ate a whole roll.
My mum's listening to this.
When we were 7.
Oh, God.
You ate a whole roll of Hubba Bubba, the sour apple one.
I like the way it tastes. Well, Emily, I have a surprise for you.
What? Did you buy me Razzles?
Last night,
yeah,
I went to 4 different shops to try and find Razzles. I work in West. I ended up on Oxford Street.
What?
To go to the Kingdom of Sweets.
No.
And guess what I found?
You are joking. What? Razzles!
We got Razzles!
Oh my God!
So I got the originals, like the classics, and I also got sour Razzles because obviously I love sour so much.
That's amazing.
So I thought we could try them live on air.
Yes.
And see if they live up to the hype that Jenna and Matt scream about.
This is incredible. Razzles.
Oh, these smell like chalk.
Oh.
In a good way.
Mmm, chalk.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Down the hatch. Okay. Ooh, flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's different.
It turns into a gum pretty quickly.
Mm. You know Palmer Violets?
Yes.
Or like Refreshers. It starts off like that and then turns into gum. I'm amazed by this. Shall we have the red ones and see if we can get Razzle Red?
Razzle Red.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to show me
Razzle fans. Mm-hmm. Is it Razzle Red?
No. It's a bit blue.
Oh.
How about mine?
Yeah, it's kind of purple.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you enjoy. It was worth the trip.
The effort for this podcast.
My dedication to Hey Now, Hey Now.
Knows no bounds.
Knows no bounds.
And this is why you're the best friend in the world.
Aw, you're the Jenna to my Matt.
Oh.
Or the Metal Mouth to my Becky.
Aww.
Oh. Emily, let go of my hand. We'll be right back.
So now we're going to do the trivia round where Barney and I ask ourselves 5 questions each and you can play along at home. I want you to razzle in this.
Oh, honey, I'm razzling. I'm ready for it. Okay, hit me.
Okay, so what is Matt's flat number?
Oh, my goodness. It's a number and a letter.
Mm-hmm.
2A.
B.
Oh, 2B. I can't believe that.
Barney tends to do quite hard questions, so I'm trying to like up my game.
Oh,
also,
wow.
Not make it too hard, but you know.
Oh, okay, wow. You got me, gal. Okay, question 1 for you. Who does Matt refer to as loafing on the couch in Jenna's dream house?
Rick Springsteen?
You're so close. Rick.
Rick Brustein? No.
I can see where you've gone, but you went the other way.
It's definitely Rick.
Yeah, Rick. You were almost there. Rick.
Rick Springfield.
Yes!
Yay! Woohoo!
You got it.
I'm razzling. Okay, so question 2. So the film takes place on Jenna's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what date it is?
What? No? Okay, well, it was summer, but not so summer that the school's broken up. Is it a month beginning with J?
No.
M?
Mm-hmm.
May?
Yes.
Double digits?
Yes.
23rd.
26.
Oh!
Oh, that was a really difficult question.
How do they...
Because on the dad's film camera, it says May 26th, and that's her birthday. And...
Smart. Okay. What type of drink did Jenna share with Madonna?
Margaritas.
Yes!
Because on the poster, she's done a side note, and she's like, oh, I'm friends with Madonna. That's so cool.
I love that. I have something very similar with Britney Spears. She wrote to Barney, thanks for all the support. Love, Britney.
Oh.
I know. Angel.
That is so angelic.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I want to know, I've obviously asked you what Matt's flat number is. Now, I'd like to ask you, where does Matt's fiance want to live?
Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a weather lady.
Mm-hmm.
Weather woman?
Wendy the weather woman.
Oh, alliteration, eh? Oh, you think you're fancy. Okay, here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Jenna go for Christmas last year?
St. Bart's.
Yes!
Isn't that where your kind go? St. Bart's?
Hey, Matt. Who's St. Bart?
And you said that like Ralph from The Simpsons.
Who's St. Bart?
So when Jenna visits Matt and he says they haven't been friends since high school, she has a panic attack and asks for what?
Jenna asks for a glass of water and a fluffy pillow.
Yes, she does ask for that.
So when Jenna goes home to visit her parents, her mum makes her breakfast. Do you remember what her mum made her for breakfast?
She makes her pancakes.
Yes.
That looks like a sunflower or like a sunshine. It's got like a really cute little chocolate smiley face. And then strawberries as the petals.
Oh my God, you nailed it. Wait, sorry, bonus point. What does she have to drink?
Milk.
Yes! Oh my God, you aced this.
She knows what her kid likes. It's so sweet. In this trivia round, you're realising that I'm a big Mark Ruffalo fan. What part of New York does Matt live in? We know Jenna lives in Fifth Avenue.
Mm. Arlene says he lives in the Village. And then Jenna goes, what village? And she's like, the Greenwich Village. He lives in the Greenwich Village.
Yes.
Yeah, which is the same village as the Friends live.
Wow.
How have they got all this money? Okay, my last question, and it's a good one. What decision did Jenna make when Eminem was on the phone? Arlene says, Eminem's on the phone. He needs a decision.
She says, plane.
And then she says,
I'm not sure what the rest is.
Oh, I'll give I'm you sure that. She just, does say plane.
It's plane.
She goes, plane, peanut, plane. And I realise because she thinks she's talking about Eminem chocolate.
Oh.
Plane or peanut.
Oh,
but she didn't say crispy, which is obviously the best one. Well, another successful trivia. Those questions were hard.
Really hard.
Stanford, I'm coming for you, just like Alex Carlson comes for that hockey puck.
ice, baby.
You've been listening to Hey Now, Hey Now. I've been Barney.
And I've been Emily. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Oh.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.